Blog Talk Radio.
Elite Personal Coaching. Coaching for success, building strategies for personal growth, maximizing your ability to achieve your goals and live your dreams.
Good morning, everyone. This is Jesse Bowen. Welcome to Blog Talk Radio, Elite Personal Coaching. Hey, it's a great day. We're reaching towards the end of our year, and I hope you've had a very successful year. We've been on. We provide a lot of great shows, a lot of great speakers, motivators, coaches, and today we're going to be talking about procrastination, overcoming procrastination to achieve your goals. Now, so many times we start off on a mission that we desire something and we write a goal for it, but sometimes it's very difficult to keep that focus, especially if you have a lot of goals out there. And the more goals that you have out there, the more of the probability that you wind up on procrastinating, because every goal takes a certain amount of energy and a certain amount of focus to be able to achieve. So we're launching a four-week program talking about goal setting, procrastination, and how to set plans and not have to wait until January the 1st to start setting your goals, but begin setting your goals right now. And what I'm going to be doing is having a special guest. His name is Lamar Irvin. He's the founder of MindTech. He's also a Silver Method instructor, and he's out of the Austin, Texas area. Good morning, Lamar. How are you doing?
Hey, I'm doing great, Jesse. Thanks so much for having me on for this series.
Well, thank you. We've done some work before, and we've had a lot of fun, and the people that have attended our classes online have achieved a great deal of success, and I thought it would be a good time for us to wrap up the year and put on something very special, because I'm doing some goal-setting workshops. I've got a couple of books coming out, and I know you're doing some of the similar things. So what I'd like to do this morning is to get everybody sort of motivated, and let's give a little bit of info about you so they'll know who their next four-week coach, you know, a little bit about who you are, where you're from, and, hey, we're going to go ahead and kick off and give some very important information this morning.
Okay, well, basically, I am a many things beyond a Silver Method teacher and a coach and my other classes. I'm an electrical engineer. I'm a licensed spiritual coach. I've lived around the world some, and basically just my whole life seemed to have been always gathering tools of how to do life better, and I like to convey those to other people. So that's why I'm doing this at this time.
You know, I really like what you just said, you know, how to do life better. And that's a really important part, because everybody wants to strive to do life better. But a lot of times they get stopped, and this is where we want to sort of address today. And I know for myself personally, it's been a very busy year, and I've had to sort of stop myself and say, well, what is the most important thing that I'm working on to get focused on, because there's only 24 hours in a day. So let's talk a little bit this morning about that part, is how do people get, you know, trapped into procrastination? Because number one, it becomes a psychological problem because you're not getting done what you need to be getting done, and it leads into something else. And just like we have success is like a big wheel, and the more you succeed, the more that you achieve, and life is beautiful. And the less you achieve, it's the same wheel, but it's just moving backwards in that. So how do people sometimes get lulled into procrastination?
I would say, just like everything, it all begins with the way we feel about ourselves and where our thoughts are focused upon. So quite often, you know, in this time, there seems to be a lot of awareness in the world of financial difficulties, job, employment difficulties, and people can get really focused on the fears and what's not working. And then that gets internalized. And if the beauty of the Silver Method classes and other trainings is that we learn how to deal with the way that we feel about our lives and the way our lives are going from the inside out. And that's the most effective way to handle anything is gaining that dominion over what your thoughts are inside. And so basically we can get stuck in that area, but then we're only one new thought away from any life we desire to have. So all we have to do is find that moment to pick a new thought and start focusing on that.
Well, you know, this is the thing that people really, the power that we're really talking about is the inside power. Because in setting your goals, if you can set a goal and develop a clear path and keep your eyes focused on that path, now you begin to move towards that. And this is the reason why meditation is a very important part of the goal-setting process, of the achievement process, and everything you're doing. So does stress management. And if you've got a lot of things going on, and as Lamar was saying a few moments ago, the economy, all these things, okay, they're real. But you have to learn to focus beyond that. And this is the reason why the power of goal setting, the power of visualization. And when we look at the visualization, the meditative part, number one, you're thinking about the confused mind. So when you have so many things out there in front of you, then the mind becomes very confused. It becomes very unfocused. There's mind chatter going on. And this is the time that you need to develop a system. And that system is the first thing is to recognize that you do have a problem. And now before it continues, because if not, then the whole system of procrastination begins to get bigger, bigger, and bigger, and eventually the price is going to have to be paid. So taking action really takes a confidence and being able to see it in a clearly in exactly, you know, what you're doing and what you do. Now, Lamar, I know you do a lot of goal-setting classes, and we're coming to the end of the year. But in that process, and I know you have you have a lot of clients. So what would you tell a client that comes in that would probably say to you, okay, I'm sort of stuck here. How do I move from stuck? Because when you're stuck and standing still, the world is still going on. All your responsibilities are still going on. So what are some of the things that you would tell a client to now help move them from getting that unstuck part to get moving?
First thing I would do in any kind of session, whether it's over the phone, in person, or via Skype, is basically get a beginning point by asking what has you stuck, and then the person will tell me what their predominant thought is that's stopping them from moving forward, and then we can work with that thought just a little bit to eventually. To shift our thinking into next, the most important question to ask, what do I choose to have in my life? So you want to acknowledge what's stopping you so that you can learn from it and grow from it so that the next time it stops you, you can move through it faster. And then shift the attention into what do I most desire to have in my life and start getting the primary goals that are going to not just make life look better, but what is a primary goal that's going to fuel the inside of that person, stir their passion, stir their motivation? Because if you get a strong enough focus on what you desire, and if that internal desire is stronger than the blockage of the procrastination, then people are going to be motivated to move forward. That's the basic approach I would use.
Well, this is where it becomes important of having a simple vision statement. And because you're stuck, you're trying to spin out of a place that you're just in. You just have to acknowledge you're in that place, but you got to winch yourself out by having something in front of you that you can attach to. Because if you don't have an attachment, you're just there. And the more you spin in your mind about the things you haven't done, and it's really easy to sort of find yourself in this place. And so one of the things that we'd like for you to start doing, if you're going to follow our show and you say, well, I think I'm in this type of situation, what can I do? Then the very first thing to do is sit down and acknowledge that you may have some things going on and create a vision and confession. If you've been putting off something, delaying something, then confess to yourself. If you have a bill that you need to be paid, call up the person and tell them, listen, this is my situation. You know, what can I do? How can you help me move from where I am? So you're attached to something, but the longer you let things sit there and do absolutely nothing, then the bigger it becomes. And this is where when we talk about goal setting and starting a new year, you don't want to start the new year with the same old situation and not moving. And this is the reason why you're utilizing your mind on one way or another you're utilizing your mind to review the situation over and over and over again. And every time you review a bad situation, you're into a state. And the more you focus on that, the stronger that state becomes. And then you create a low vibration. And the lower that vibration becomes, the less you're going to get done. So you have to create a sense of vibration towards what you want. So my tip that I would leave for everyone this week is to sit down and look at where you are right now. Look at your goals. If you're on top of the world and everything is perfect, then keep the wheel moving. Keep yourself focused. And be unaware that too many things, unorganization, this is what brings on that state of procrastination. One thing goes wrong, the next thing, and pretty soon you have a problem. So become clear about what you want. Write a mission statement. Just write down in your own words what it is that you want. If you're, again, if you're in a situation of your goals are not being manifested, then write clearly. Post them in front of you. Now, what about what's your tip that you would have for everyone to do this week?
Yeah, I'll just add to what you're saying, because when we were talking, the thing that kept speaking to me is what Reverend Dr. Michael Beckwith, who is in the movie The Secret, who also is trained in the system where I'm a licensed spiritual counselor, and he always says that pain pushes until vision pulls. And so in life, when you have what you're talking about, where the vision is, it speaks to your soul, and that vision will pull you out of any kind of painful situations. But until we get really strong in vibration with that vision, then we're going to have the moments where painful experiences in life will push us forward. But the goal is to have that vision so strong that it just allows us to move through pain much quicker, and pain being just obstacles, limitations, blocks, and like we're talking about, procrastination. So that would be, I would just add to that tip at this point, that you want to focus on that visioning, and that's why I have the visioning teleconference option coming up. But basically, you want to focus on that vision so that it will pull you energetically through procrastination once you get it really strong and clear and it resonates with who you are.
Well, I know you have some things coming up. What are some of your seminars that you have coming up? And I'll share what I'm doing also.
Okay. Since I learned visioning, which came from Reverend Michael Beckwith through our Science of Mind community, every once in a while I do these 4 weeks teleconference calls, up to 1 hour each week. And basically people can sign up through my website at mindtechnology.com. Just look for the visioning page. And this is Visioning for a Better Life, which is an opportunity to speak to your divine authority, speak to that universal consciousness, that quantum intelligence, and receive answers about how your life can be better or about a particular project you're working on. It's very beneficial to get pieces from that aspect of our mind, which helps us round things out. So those are the most important things coming up the soonest.
Okay, great. Well, I'm wrapping up my year this year, so we have several things that's going to be coming up next month. We're already doing a class right now. I have a book that's going to be coming out very shortly in the next week, and it's about the art of loving yourself. So when we think about where we are and we get confused and we start maybe losing that confidence, so this book is about the art of loving yourself, and we just launched another program, which is about meditation, the Zen mind-body meditation system. So there's a lot of things that we have out there, and we're trying to provide a lot of opportunities for you to be involved. So if you have any questions, you can just give me a call. My telephone number is area code 919-489-6100, or email me at jbowen8871@aol.com. What is the telephone number for you, Lamar?
They can reach me at 512-340-0530. And my primary email address is Lamar, L-A-M-A-R, at mindtechnology.com.
Well, everyone, have a blessed day. And this is Jesse Bowen. We'll see you next week.
Have a great day. Thanks, Jesse.
Hi, this is Grandmaster Jesse Bowen. How would you like to change your inner life? Yes, that's right, your inner life. the part that makes you who you are. Your successes, your failures, everything about you is controlled from the inside, the way that you think. Now there's a brand new program out just to help you achieve your personal success, no matter on what level, whether it's school, whether it's your work. If you're a martial artist, this is the perfect program, and it's called Zen Mind Body Mindfulness Training for Martial Artists. The program is designed not only to help you learn how to meditate and to stay focused, but the program is designed to help you enter your subconscious mind and create those ideas and bring them to life of everything that you desire in life, from your personal health to your financial wealth. Go to our website, and that is Zen Mind Body Meditation for Martial Arts.com. That's Zen Mind Body Meditation for Martial Arts.com. If you have questions or need help, give me a call. This is Jesse Bowen, 919-489-6100. Remember, start your year off empowered. Learn to master the inner you.
And now, insurance-minded speeches from GEICO.
Hardship. My grandmother would go through it every month to pay her insurance bill. First, she would handwrite a paper check, in cursive. Then, using her own tongue, she would wet a stamp for an envelope. Today, however, we need not weary our hands and tongues. Today, we can pay our GEICO bill with the GEICO app. Away with hardship, in with bill pay on the GEICO app. Thank you.